This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Clinton County, Illinois is home to one of the largest hog producers in the country. The Mashoffs is headquartered in Carlisle, along with several other locations in Illinois and other states. Today we'll visit with their PR communications manager, Josh Flint, about the history of the farm and how things are running today.
It's a family-owned company. I think pretty much everybody who's familiar with the Mashoffs knows that. So it's currently owned by the fifth generation of Mashoffs. That would be Ken and his brother Dave Mashoff, along with their wives Julie and Karen Mashoff. So those are our four owners. And in terms of history of the company, as I mentioned, fifth generation. So the farm really has been in southern Illinois for quite some time. So Ken and Dave's grandfather would have kind of put down roots and settled the farm as it is today. And then, yeah, that would have been Ben Mashoff passing on to his son, Wayne Mashoff, who is Ken and Dave's father. So now it's transferred on to the fifth generation. And it's grown quite a bit over the years. So today we have about 218,000 sows. That puts the Mashoffs at the fourth largest U.S. pork producer. And those 218,000 sows will produce about 5 million market hogs each year. So the company is located across nine different states. And yeah, so it's grown significantly.
That was going to be my next question. I was going to say we've seen some growth since it first started to where we are today.
Oh yeah, so really, when Ken and Dave got started, that would have been in the late 70s when they came back from college and started working on the farm with their father Wayne, and they really started expanding and growing the pig business. At that time, they were in crops as well, and then over the years, they just kept expanding and kind of focusing more on pigs. Eventually, would get completely into pigs and out of the row crop business, but yeah, it really. I think 2005 is kind of when they made their first big jump. So that in 2005 they purchased the Land O'Lakes swine assets. So many probably remember they jumped from about 40,000 sows to over 100,000 sows in that year alone. And then over the years they've continued to build sow farms, continued to purchase other sow farms, and 218,000 today.
Pretty impressive. It's grown so much, and I'm sure you're continuing to grow. Let's talk a little bit more about kind of the structure of the Mashoffs. I know you do work with, I guess you'd call them contract producers. You have people that produce hogs for you. And do you also have sites where you're raising your own hogs that the Mashoffs, I would say, own? And then also you have these contract producers, or talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, certainly. So if you look at the business, it's really structured into two different segments. You have the sow farm side of things, or what we call breed to wean. And that breed to wean segment is primarily company owned. So we own about 80% of the farms in that sow farm base. And then we have our wean to market, or the finishing assets. And on that side of the business, we're about the complete opposite. We only own about 20% of our finishing space, and the other 80% is owned by family farmers that we partner with. We call them production partners at the Mashoffs. So these are individuals, family farmers that are probably raising corn, soybeans, maybe some other livestock as well. And we'll sign a contract with them. They own the facility, obviously. We provide the pigs, we provide the feed, medication, advisory services, that sort of thing. And yeah, it worked. I mean, these folks do a tremendous job for us. It's excellent for both parties.
Well, that's wonderful. I've got a few questions relating to that. I guess my first one is, are you looking for more farmers to join you and help you raise pigs?
Yes, definitely. That's something that we're always on the lookout for, folks who are interested in getting involved in pig production. And, you know, today we really, with land values, you know, being so high, it's tough for, say, the next generation to come back to the farm sometimes if mom and dad are still actively farming. So what we see a lot of is maybe a younger son or daughter has just graduated, wants to come back to the farm. well, going out and buying another 200 acres isn't feasible, as we know, with cash rent. That's not always happening either. So a hog operation, a contract feeding operation, is a good way to add income to the bottom line without having to go and take that debt on. Now, granted, you are taking on the debt of constructing a building in many ways, but you know, the nice thing about partnering with the Mashoffs is we'll structure that contract so that it matches your bank loan. So that, you know, if there's a 12-year loan, we can match the contract to ensure that you're covered for those 12 years with your payments.
Sure. Well, definitely sounds like there is opportunity for those that would be interested. My next question is a little bit along the lines of inside the barns and raising the pigs and your processes there. You are a very large, as you said, the fourth largest in the nation, so you are doing something or a lot of things right. So are the processes uniform throughout hog farms? Do you have, like, certain guidelines that farms follow, or does it vary, or how does that work?
So short answer is yes and no.
Gotcha.
I'll expound a little bit on that. So we have the Mashoffs is organized into five different production regions. So these are five regions that are farrow to finish in scope. And so there's a variety of latitude within each of those regions in terms of training and expectations and how, you know, each general manager oversees his region. Now, that I say yes and no, because on the same side of that, the company, you know, has the Mashoffs has certain things, you know, expectations that must be met. So animal care is obviously the primary one. You know, that is kind of set by a central team that's based out of Carlisle. And there's, you know, there's basically this standard of animal care that every farm must meet. And then it's kind of up to the regions on how you achieve that. So there is some latitude, but production, you know, expectations are somewhat standard in that they must be met. So hopefully that makes sense.
Yes. Yes, it does. It's just, something that I thought of, because I thought, well, something that big, and we always say in the ag world, well, each farm does things a little bit differently. So I figured there were some similarities and some differences.
Yeah, it's really a give and take. I mean, the key is, you know, there is a manual, so to speak, that's been created by, you know, PhD scientists based out of Carlisle. And, you know, but there's also some latitude of, if you're on the farm, you know, we want those individuals to have ownership in their activities. And so do they always follow the manual 100%? Well, it may not make perfect sense for every farm across our system. And there is that expectation that everybody kind of, you know, is empowered and kind of owns their own process. So.
Sure, yeah. Sure. As far as you said, taking care of the pigs is obviously one of your number one goals and passions is animal care. So when I think of a hog farmer who is independent, say maybe in Montgomery or Macoupin County, they've got their own operation. They may have an outside veterinarian that they use. Do you guys have outside vets? Do you have in-house vets? Talk a little bit about the pig care.
Yeah, we have both. So we do have vets that we contract with. We also employ, I believe the team of veterinarians is about 12,
wow,
that we employ across the system. So we utilize both. And again, within that regional model, each region will have its own health services team. So that team of veterinarians is familiar with the same pigs, the same flow of pigs, each and every day. So you won't have, for example, we have sow farms in Oklahoma. Well, there are veterinarians dedicated to those flows of pigs coming out of Oklahoma, and we don't expect a veterinarian in Nebraska to come over and diagnose and work with those pigs. They kind of have their own specific area of expertise or beat, so to speak, in the news world. So,
sure, yeah. Yes, understood. Josh Flint with the Mashoffs, and we'll continue the conversation with Josh on tomorrow morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Katie Wilson.